Happy Saturday, everyone. Welcome to Waco ISD Stadium. Mike Richardson along with Brent Taylor, Johnny Vaughn, Eddie Richardson, and Gene Morris. Fourth round regional final action, Longview and Spring Westfield. To tell you more about it, here's Brent Taylor.
Well, Spring Westfield from District 16, 6A, and Longview from District 11, 6A, meeting this fourth round game, both tough-minded teams, John.
Yeah, very physical. Spring Westfield has an outstanding defensive team. They've got big safety. They've got a good cornerback that's a cover guy. They're really big across the front line. Their linebackers will move around, and they're counting on the defense to be the strong part of their team. Their quarterback is left-handed, which is a little different. We hadn't faced a left-hander this year, which tends to think teams will go to their left more. They've got a good running back in Rashawn James. He's over 1,000 yards. They also throw the ball out of the backfield to him. They've got a really good receiver in Malachi Jones, and he's their deep threat. You'll see them go deep. So they've got a lot of things that are very similar to Longview. The weather's definitely a factor tonight. It's not really raining anymore, but it's rained all the way down here. It's been raining all day. The wind is blowing from left to right. It's a significant wind. The field is wet, so that's going to affect every parts of this game. The punting game in particular, punting into the wind when you're in high school, basically you just can't do it. You just never see people can do it. If you have to kick a field goal or extra point in the wind, it's very difficult.
Very difficult.
And throwing the football.
Longview and Spring Westfield in this fourth round game. Spring Westfield 12-1, Longview 13-0. Westfield's coached by Matt Meekins, and Longview, of course, by John King. We wait on the toss of the coin. The wind is going to be a factor. The weather's going to be a factor today. As John told you, the wind's out of the north, and it's about 41 degrees at kickoff. But the good news is the rain looks like to me that it has stopped. So maybe some mist, but not that heavy rainfall we've had.
We're going with the wind.
So we're going to kick off to them, and they're going to go into the wind. So this is an opportunity for Longview defensively. If they can stop Spring Westfield in this first series and force them to punt, Longview's going to start with really good field position, because you're not going to see a punt into the wind that goes very far.
They sure are. Back to return it for will be Rashawn Jones. He's the deep man. He is a speedster and can flat out fly.
And one thing that Westfield can match Longview with is with team speed. There will be, if not the fastest, at least one of the fastest teams we'll play all year.
I said Rashawn Jones. I meant Rashawn James. Malachi Jones flanked him on one side, and Dexter Johnson flanks him on the other. So here comes Longview with a kick. Fourth round game. Winner moves on. The loser season comes to a halt. Here comes Martin with a kick. He kicks this one high. This is going to be returnable at the 4-yard line. Back up to the 5, 10, cross the field at the 15, to the 20. Got some room to run to 30, 35, 40, down the sideline. And out of bounds he goes at the Longview 43-yard line.
And I can tell you, they're going to supposedly attempt a field goal here. This is a 39-yarder into the wind. This is going to be a tough shot for them.
David Alvarez is going to kick it for Westfield. Here it comes. It's on its way. Short. No good. So Longview's dodged the bullet on the opening kickoff, and they'll take it over. First down and 10, Longview.
I tell you, Brent, I'm surprised. We watched them kick in the pregame, and I mean, they just didn't look like they had the distance, and he hit that one good, and it was still short. I'm surprised they did that. You know?
I am, too. I didn't think he had nearly the leg to get it there, and he did not. It was short. 8-11 to go first quarter. Fresh set of downs for Longview as they scrimmage from the 39 of Westfield. High formation, double wides to the far side, one near side. Quick out, caught by Kirby. Oh, intercepted. It's intercepted. It went in and out of the arms of Kirby and intercepted by Westfield.
Man, the ball, he had the ball thrown to him, little quick out over there, and it bounces out of his hands, goes straight up in the air, and they pick it off.
Jabril Warren got it. Second down at the 4-yard line of Longview. Second down at the 4. Second down and goal. Going to give it up the middle. Longview got, oh, they got it, got away, but they've got him hemmed up way back behind the line. Beltran finally covered him. Now there's a penalty flag thrown.
Flags, two flags are thrown. Wait, it started off with Sawyer Gordon Welch having him wrapped up for about a 4-yard loss, and he was able to pull free. And then we had three or four other opportunities. He finally goes out of bounds on the far sideline, and somebody hit him, and let's see what the flag's going to be.
So it's first down, or fourth down, and another field goal attempt coming on. David Oliverenza, a 32-yarder. They've missed one. This one's on its way.
Oh, no, it's going to be
short. They've missed two. So Longview has dodged a couple of bullets.
And that one actually hit the crossbar, Brent.
Sure did.
Longview really, I think, pretty fortunate to be 0-0 at this point, Brent. We've made a lot of mistakes in this first quarter, and they've had some opportunities, but at the end of the day, they don't have any points for it.
Spread formation, two wides far side of the field, one near side. King, quarterback draw. He's tackled, fumbles the football, picked up by Westfield, and Westfield's got it to the 43-yard line.
We just cannot keep making mistakes, Brent. That's a fumble. They recover. Not only they recover it, then they pick it up and get it to the 43-yard line, and this time they'll start with great field position, and they'll start with the wind at our back.
43-yard punt. They got it at the 2. So a lot of you will scrimmage from their own 2-yard line, first and 10.
Man, this is a huge series, man. We're going to start from our own 2.
Yep.
Go into the win.
Third and 21. Back at their own 23. Three wides far side of the field, one near side.
Yep, blitz
pressure
from the outside.
Off the edge. Here's King. Deep down the field for Perry. Intercepted. At the 41-yard line.
To be honest with you, that's about the best thing that could have happened, because we had 23 to pick up for a first, throws the ball. They do intercept it, no return, but trying to punt in this win, that's about as good as could have happened.
Yeah, I think you may be right. First down and 14. Washington back to throw. Going to take it up top. It's caught. It's going to be a touchdown. This is going to be a touchdown.
Yeah, he did.
Penalty flag back at the 34-yard line. This was coming back.
Wow.
Yeah, I hope he's coming back. Penalty flag at the 34. This one's coming back.
Good.
Offensive pass interference.
It's a break for us.
Man, you're not kidding, it is.
That's what we're going to do, is just take a knee, run the clock out, and go in nothing at halftime.
And Longview will get the ball to start the second half. 0-0 tie here in this fourth round game, Spring Westfield and Longview. We'll be back with more football from Waco ISD Independent School District Stadium after this 3-minute timeout. Welcome back, everyone, to Waco, Texas. Brent Taylor, Johnny Bond, Eddie and Mike Richardson, and Gene Morris. Longview's going to get the football to start the second half. And they'll get it. We don't know from what end yet.
Yeah, we'll wait and see. But, Brent, you get the ball to start the second half. I mean, that gives you an opportunity to get ahead first. Now, we couldn't move the ball the first half, but if you can get the add, it just puts a lot of pressure on the other team in games like this.
It's going to be David Alvarenza to kick it off for Spring Westfield. Keelan Williams and Caden Meredith back to return it for Longview. Now kick it off into the wind. So Longview's got the wind and the ball to start the second half.
You'd almost think they're going to pooch kick this or maybe even onside kick it because it's not going to kick it far into the wind.
Here comes the kick. Now they're going to kick it straight up in the air. It's going to go to Keelan. No, it's going to go to Camden Meredith, who fumbled the kickoff, picks it up, and got it across the 30-yard line. He and Keelan Williams ran together. Wow.
I mean, the wind just plays havoc in both directions.
Mumphrey's in the game. I give it to Jesse Anderson. At the middle, he goes to the 35-yard line.
One man to beat, too, Brent. He was able to cut the feet from Jesse, or he was headed for pay dirt.
Just one man to beat. Second down for Longview.
Six, maybe.
Yeah, six. He got at least four for a first. At the 14-yard line of Spring Westfield. Two wides far side of the field. Perry and Caden. Red formation. They give it to Jesse Anderson. Up the middle he goes. Touchdown, Longview.
Power football on this first possession, and Jesse Anderson did most of it.
Yes. 6-0. Jesse Anderson did most of that, what do you call it, weightlifting? Heavy lifting?
Heavy lifting. That's such an important drive, Brent.
Man, you're not kidding, it was. Mumphrey to hold, and Martin will kick. High snap. Martin picks it up. Trapped behind the line, no good. 6-0 Longview with 9:36 to go. In the third quarter, we'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. Two wides near side and one far side. They're going to give it. They're going to play action pass.
It's wide
here
open.
Here comes the mid and the middle incomplete. Malachi Jones was wide open.
Oh my goodness! In the middle of the field, he is nobody anywhere around him, and the pass is underthrown, and that is contributable to the wind also.
Down the middle of the field, he was wide open. They hit him as he did throw the ball, I will say that. Longview did. Longview's going to go for it on fourth down. Fourth and a yard. We're going to got this line of scrimmage. They give it to Anderson. He didn't make
nothing.
It.
He didn't make an inch. Matter of fact, he lost yardage.
He did not make it.
They sold out, Brent. They put everybody at the line of scrimmage, and you got to take your hat off. It was a big play by them,
sure
by the defense.
Scott Longview on fourth and a yard. Two backs beside Washington. Second down at 8. Play action pass. Here's a deep pass down the field, and Isaiah Rogers intercepts it for Longview at the 25-yard line.
That's a big, big play, and again, the ball. They're trying to go deep, Brent, and the ball held up in the wind. He just can't throw deep passes into the wind. And Rogers was good position, but the ball was underthrown. And he makes the interception, a big one for Longview.
He sure did. He pulled it down at the 25-yard line. So Longview will scrimmage first and 10. Second down and 10 for Longview at their own 25. 5:28 to go, third quarter. Wide receivers to both sides. Keelan Williams up the middle. Fumbles the football.
See, they're going to get it. They're going to get it.
Westfield at the 23. Westfield at the 23-yard line of Longview. He got the fumble and got the football. Westfield's going to get a penalty. It's going to be fourth down and 13. Back to the 26-yard line of Longview. Fourth down and 13. 3:15 to go, and the clock moves here in the third quarter. Longview's got a 6-0 lead. And Westfield's got the football fourth and long. Three wide receivers near side of the field. Washington back to throw it. Chased out of the pocket. Now he falls to the ground, and Longview's got the football back.
It's another sack, or goes as a sack, even though he was stepping up trying to run. He slips down.
Sawyer Gorham Welch got the pressure. The long Camden Perry back in the game for Longview.
We've got the wind at the back. We've got 2:50 to go in this quarter. We really need to make something out of this drive.
Motion, Keelan Williams. Sweep play, jet sweep. He got away from one, but got away from another. And he got away from another and still goes to the 38-yard line.
That's incredible.
That is incredible. They had him two or three times. He got a first down for Longview. It's red formation. Keene's going to run it to the near side of the field. He's going to throw it. It's caught.
Holy cow.
Caught by Kirby at the 15-yard line.
He throws it. There's four defensive players there, and Kirby just jumps up and pulls it down.
He sure did.
It was thrown into traffic.
Woo, you're not kidding, it was. Kirby made that catch in the heavy traffic. First down for Longview at the 16. Third quarter has come to an end. Longview leads 6-0, and the ball at the 9-yard line of Westville. Longview needs a touchdown. We're in the fourth quarter. Two wise far side of the field. Anderson, the long running back. Bootleg by King. He's going to throw it to the end zone. Caught by Randall.
He's in.
Touchdown.
Wow. Bootleg got open in the back corner.
And Randall kept his feet inbounds.
Just barely inside, but a good throw and catch.
Wow. Well, it was Randall, wasn't it? Wasn't it Randall? Yes, it was Randall. Longview's going for two. It's 12-0 with 11-12 to go in the football game. Eight. That Quavin Randall. Short wide receivers. Anderson, the running back. Motion back to the near side. Bootleg pass. Key's going to run it in. No, he's going to throw it to... Jaden Braylon. Jalen is what I'm trying to say. 2 points good. 14-0 Longview. 11-12 to go. 106.5 the Jack FM is our station. We'll be back in 1 minute. Third down and 9 at Longview's 14-yard line. 8:02 to go. The clock stopped.
Well, the two previous times in this possession where they had to have a big play, they've gone to Jones, and both times it was on a post route.
Third down and 9.
He's over here by himself.
Harris going to run it. They're going to run it with Washington. Oh, man, was he hit at the 8-yard line. I mean, he was knocked down and knocked out. At the 8-yard line. It's fourth down. It's fourth down and 4.
Yeah, guess who that was?
Lister?
Lister.
Man.
Lister just unloaded
on
the quarterback.
It's fourth down and 3 at Longview's 8-yard line.
And they're going to have to do this play.
With a Wildcat, maybe.
Yep.
Adams is going to run the ball, or Adams is going to play the Wildcat quarterback.
Oh, there's movement all over the place.
They're going to center it to Adams. Longview got him. Longview got him at the 10-yard line. Longview stopped him at the 10-yard line, and they'll take over. 14-0 with 7:30 to go in the game.
Longview was not fooled on that play at all.
No, they weren't. Well, welcome back. Third down and 7 for Longview. King's going to run the option. He turns up. He's going to get the first down at the 45-yard line. First down for Longview. A fresh set of downs with 4:24 to go in the game. Westfield has got one timeout left, and Longview's got a 14-0 lead, and the ball thrown 45-yard line. Here's King on the option play. He's up the field. 45, 41-yard line. First down for Longview. First down for Longview at the 42-yard line, and Spring Westfield is out of timeouts.
Yeah, 14-yard pickup for King.
3:35 to go in the football game. Longview's got it first and 10 at the Spring Westfield 42-yard line. 14-0 Longview.
Tell you, Brent, you play enough games, you're eventually going to be tested, and then you see how you are. And Longview has stepped up in the second half.
They sure have. High formation. Longview. Quarterback sneak, Haynes. King. Up the middle he goes. He got a first down for Longview at the 31-yard line.
We can run the clock out now, Brent. This has been this has just been an unbelievable football game.
I'm telling you.
Wind, rain, good defensive team against us.
It's a first down for Longview, and now Longview can run it out at the 31-yard line.
The defense has been phenomenal.
They sure have.
Man alive, we're going to go to the same place we did last year, the semifinals, and we'll see what happens next week and where we'll play. But this has been a huge test tonight.
It sure has. Key's going to take a knee, and that'll do it. Woo!
Oh, my goodness. What a game.
Wow.
What a football game.
Wow. Longview has beaten Spring Westfield 14-0, and the defense has pitched a shutout. So hats off to the defense and hats off to the offense in that second half surge. Longview's beating Spring Westfield 14-0 in a knockdown dragout here at Waco ISD Stadium.
I don't think people understand how difficult it is when you get in these kind of conditions. I mean, it's just so difficult to throw the football. It's hard to kick it, punt it, do all these things, and it's cold to boot. And Longview, they struggled in the first half. But, you know, at the end of the day, at the first half, it was nothing. And then the second half, we ended up with two scores, still held them to none. This is one of the better games that we've seen Longview play in a long time.
I'm telling you.
I mean, from the standpoint of the pressure on this game.